Halo, selamat pagi Anda semuanya.
Hello, good morning church.
Saya bangga sekali sudah melihat Anda punya cuplikan dari video bagaimana Anda cerita kepada anak Anda.
I'm very proud and so encouraged to see all the videos of the fathers and the children and just how you guys have been communicating and engaging with your children.
Saya dan istri mengikuti perkembangan dari anak-anak Anda sejak mereka bayi sampai mereka sekarang sudah di university.
My wife and I have been journeying on to see just how they've grown from little children to now being university students.
Saudara, saya bangga dengan Anda bagaimana Anda bisa membesarkan anak-anak Anda.
I am very proud of each of you fathers out there and how you have actually grown and sown the seeds to your children.
Anak-anak kita akan meneruskan generasi yang akan datang presenter ini.
Our children will follow through with building and nurturing the generations to come for Praise Center Church.
Saudara, kalau nanti yang anak kita sudah besar, kita sudah tua, kita nanti akan cruise bersama-sama.
When our children get older and you and I are also getting older, we will be able to cruise together in the near future.
Kita akan celebrate dari apa yang pernah kita lakukan di masa-masa lalu untuk keluarga kita.
We will celebrate each of the events that we have overcome with our children.
Izinkan saya pagi hari ini share sedikit tentang bagaimana seorang laki-laki harus memimpin.
Allow me today to preach about how a man leads by example.
Saudara, dalam sebuah organisasi yang bernama Prison Ministry, saudara, mereka mengadakan sebuah research.
In a specific ministry called Prison Ministry, they've done a research.
Waktu itu sebelum Mother's Day tiba, mereka mengadakan survei. Mereka membagikan kartu-kartu kepada para tawanan untuk mengisi kartu tersebut untuk mama mereka pada Mother's Day.
So during one of Mother's Day event, the ministries had actually decided to share out some cards to the prisoners to fill it out, and the response was greater than what they expected.
Saudara, semuanya datang, semuanya ambil bagian untuk mengisi kartu-kartu untuk mamanya.
Each one of them had responded and actually had taken the card to fill it out and give it to their mothers.
Lalu mereka memutuskan untuk pada Father's Day mereka melakukan yang sama.
So because of how successful it was, they decided to do the same for Father's Day.
Saudara, ternyata tidak ada yang meresponi dan tidak ada yang mengambil kartu untuk mengisi untuk Father's Day.
So what happened was that not one of the prisoners wanted to take part for this event for Father's Day.
Saudara, ternyata banyak di antara hampir semuanya mereka yang di penjara karena mereka fatherless.
So why was there such a huge difference in responses? Was because the reality was that these prisoners did not have a father.
Ada sebuah statement dari aktor Denzel Washington.
So there's a statement that was said by Denzel Washington.
Dia mengatakan bila seorang ayah tidak hadir dalam rumah tangganya,
he says that if the father is not in the home,
maka anak-anaknya akan mendapatkan ayah di jalanan.
Your boy will find a father in the streets.
Dan apabila anak-anak Anda dibesarkan oleh jalanan, saudara,
and if the streets raise your boy,
maka hakim akan menjadi orang tua mereka dan penjara akan menjadi rumah mereka.
Then the judge becomes their mother and prison becomes their home.
Sadar tidak sadar, sewaktu Anda memutuskan untuk menjadi seorang ayah, maka hidup Anda membawa pengaruh untuk anakmu.
Whether we realize it or not, the moment we become a father, our life will have an impact on our children.
Saudara, baik Anda hadir dalam rumah tanggamu atau tidak hadir dalam rumah tanggamu, hidupmu membawa impact dalam hidup anakmu.
Both of our presence and our absence will have will affect and impact the lives of our children.
Oleh sebab itu seorang ayah memegang peran penting dalam hidup keluarganya.
So therefore a father holds such a significant role in each of everyone's lives.
Saudara, saya punya dua cucu saudara, Levi dan Faith.
I have two grandchildren, one's called Levi and the other one's Faith.
Saudara, saya pernah berpikir begini, kenapa mereka tidak lahir seperti Allah menciptakan Adam dan Hawa, tiba-tiba sudah dewasa, besar.
I had a thought one day of why God didn't create them to be humans like Adam and Eve, where they are already physically complete.
Karena capek ngurusin anak-anak kecil, saudara.
Because it is exhausting to take care of little children.
Kadangkala mereka bangun tengah malam, orang tuanya sudah kurang tidur, mereka bikin kita jadi tambah repot lagi.
There are times where they would wake up in the middle of the night out of for no particular reason, and the parents are already exhausted, but yet we still have to nurture them.
Tapi Tuhan sudah merancang semuanya ini supaya mereka lahir dari hal yang rentan sekali. Rentan itu artinya yang sangat rentan itu bahasa ini. Ya, yang rentan sekali supaya mereka bisa dilindungi.
But God had specifically designed them to be babies so that they could be truly dependent and vulnerable.
Supaya mereka bisa dipahami, dicintai, dan diterima, saudara.
So that they can grow up feeling understood, loved, and accepted.
Oleh sebab itu, seorang ayah dan seorang ibu harus bisa memberikan perlindungan dan juga memberikan apa menteri menyayangi anak-anaknya.
So therefore, as a role of a father and a mother, we have this responsibility of giving that protection and allowing the kids to have an environment of this embrace.
Tuhan izinkan supaya kita melihat perkembangan pertumbuhan anak kita supaya kita bisa memberikan mewakili dia di dalam pertumbuhan anak-anak kita.
God has chosen to create us to allow us to actually to bring up these helpless babies so that they will grow to mature through the process of slowly growing up physically and emotionally and mentally.
Tuhan ingin supaya saudara sebagai orang tua bisa menanamkan nilai-nilai yang baik dalam hidup anakmu.
God has specifically designed us and given us the role as their parents to sow foundations where it will allow them to mature to become greater women and men.
Sehingga
God.
Pada waktu nanti mereka menginjak menjadi teen, mereka tidak lagi mencari identitas mereka di luar.
So that when they grow up, even going through the journey of teenagers, they don't seek their identities in the things of this
Tetapi
world.
Mereka sudah mengetahui identitas mereka sebenarnya siapa mereka.
But they grow to know who their identity, what their identity is.
Saudara, seorang anak, jangan pernah marah kepada anakmu kalau dia tidak menurut apa yang kamu katakan kepada dia.
So don't be angry if your child doesn't listen to what you instruct him to do.
Tetapi yang berbahaya adalah dia memperhatikan apa yang saudara perbuat.
But instead, be aware he will pay attention to your actions.
Jadi sebagai seorang ayah, saudara, kita tidak hanya mempengaruhi hidup anak kita melalui apa yang kita ajarkan, tetapi melalui perbuatan kita pun mereka bisa belajar.
So therefore, as a father, we don't only influence the lives of our children through what we teach and say, but also through our behavior and daily habits.
Itu yang dikatakan oleh Kitab Amsal 23 ayat 26.
And this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26.
Saya bacakan bahasa Indonesianya terlebih dahulu. Hai anakku, berikanlah hatimu kepadaku, biarlah matamu senang. Senang dengan jalan-jalanku.
Oh my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways.
Perhatikan saudara, dikatakan, hai anakku, berikanlah hatimu.
It says here, oh my son, give me your heart.
Untuk apa saudara? Supaya kita bisa menanamkan nilai-nilai di dalam kehidupan anak kita.
Why it's so important is that so that we can actually sow foundations good foundations in our children.
Jadi pada waktu mereka sedang waktu masih kecil, saudara kita banyak bercerita tentang hal-hal yang baik kepada anak kita, terutama firman Tuhan.
So that when they are young and they are very vulnerable, we start sowing the seed of teaching them the good things, and even the word of God.
Saudara, yang kedua dia katakan, biarlah matamu senang dengan jalan-jalanku. Artinya, kita katakan kepada anak kita, lihat apa yang papa perbuat.
So in the second part of this verse, it says, may your eyes take delight in following my ways, which means that we allow our children to follow through with following our influence through our behaviors.
Oleh sebab itu, sebagai seorang ayah, kita mempunyai tanggung jawab untuk membesarkan anak-anak kita.
So as fathers, we have the responsibility of raising our children.
Saudara, banyak orang tua yang memakai alasan untuk tidak bisa mendidik anak mereka karena mereka terlalu sibuk.
A lot of parents have used the excuse of not being able to raise their children simply because they are too busy.
Tetapi sebenarnya anakmu tidak butuhkan uangmu, yang dia butuhkan adalah kehadiranmu.
But the reality is that what's important, it's not the financial matters that you bring to the household, but more importantly, the influence that you bring in their lives.
Satu kali Rasul Paulus menulis kepada Titus, anak rohaninya.
So in one of the spiritual letters that Paul writes to his spiritual son, Titus.
Saudara, di dalam Titus 2 ayat 7 dikatakan,
in Titus chapter 2 verse 7 it says,
dan jadikanlah dirimu teladan dalam berbuat baik, hendaklah kamu jujur dan sungguh-sungguh dalam pengajaranmu.
Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity and dignity.
Dalam bahasa Inggrisnya lebih bagus, saudara. Dikatakan supaya kita menjadi role model dalam berbuat baik.
In the English, the English translation has given such very spot on words where it says to model of good works.
Dan lalu kita harus mengajarkan mereka integritas dan dignity.
And we must teach them and show integrity and dignity.
Jadi ada tiga hal yang Paulus katakan kepada anak rohaninya Titus.
So there are three important things that we can learn here.
Yang pertama, dalam hal berbuat baik.
The first one is be kind to everyone.
Kita harus menjadi role model buat anak kita dalam berbuat baik kepada orang lain.
We must be the first role models for our children in being kind to everyone.
Saudara, banyak orang tua yang egois, dia tidak bisa mengajar anaknya untuk berbuat baik kepada orang lain karena dia sendiri tidak berbuat baik kepada orang lain.
There's a lot of us who are parents who struggle to actually be to show such an influence to our kids, to be the example for our kids, to be kind to everyone just for selfish reasons.
Satu kali saudara, Tuhan menegur saya.
There is one time where God had actually spoken to me specifically.
Saya dengar Edwin dan Ruth memberikan uang mereka yang cukup banyak jumlahnya kepada satu teman mereka yang kekurangan.
I had overheard Edwin and Ruth had made a decision to actually give quite a huge lump sum amount to one of their friends.
Lalu dalam hati saya mau datang ke Ruth menegur, Ruth jangan, biar nanti kita sama-sama aja yang berikan.
I was about to actually go to Ruth and say, hold it, let's do it all together.
Tapi Tuhan bilang gini, that's not your business.
But then God actually spoke to me and told me it is not my business.
Jadi anak kita melihat apa yang kita lakukan, dia lakukan yang sama.
So here I can say that, you know, our children follow through with the examples that we actually teach and
kalau saudara orang tua pelit, anakmu bakal pelit juga.
If we are stingy with our financial matters, then our children will follow through with that example.
Dalam hal yang kedua, berlaku jujur.
The second point is be honest.
Saudara, banyak orang yang berpikir bahwa presentasi tinggi ya, banyak orang yang berpikir mempercayai bahwa bohong itu normal, saudara.
So there's a research that shows that many people, a high percentage of people believe that lying is normal.
Apalagi kalau saudara dan saya sedang dalam bisnis, saudara pasti berbohong.
Especially when we are in specific business matters, we tend to find it easier to actually lie.
Saudara, di dalam kita berlaku jujur, kita harus kasih tahu anak kita.
Brothers and sisters, when we walk in honesty, we must be honest with our kids.
Banyak kita dibesarkan dari keluarga di mana kita takut dimarahi orang tua, maka kita berbuat bohong kepada orang tua dan akhirnya menjadi kebiasaan dalam rumah tangga kita.
Many people get into the habit of lying because growing up they are afraid of being scolded or punished by their parents.
Oleh sebab itu, saudara harus belajar untuk jujur dan ajarkan anakmu untuk mempunyai kejujuran.
Therefore, we must live a life of full of honesty and we must teach our children to be honest.
Yang ketiga, ajarkan mereka integritas, saudara.
Number three is to display integrity.
Saudara, di dalam Mazmur 25 ayat 21 dikatakan,
it says here in Psalm chapter 25 verse 21,
ketulusan dan kejujuran kiranya mengawal aku, sebab aku menanti-nantikan engkau Tuhan.
May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you.
Dalam bahasa Inggrisnya bagus.
I like the English translation here.
Biarlah integritas dan honesty, kejujuran melindungi aku, karena aku menaruh harapan di dalam engkau Tuhan.
May integrity and honesty protect me because I put my hope in you, Lord.
Setiap orang yang mempunyai pengharapan di dalam Tuhan, pasti dia berlaku jujur dan mempertahankan integritasnya.
Every single person that puts their hope in God will be able to live a life full of integrity and honesty.
Saudara, banyak orang yang bersaksi tentang berkat tetapi dia sebenarnya tidak jujur.
There's a lot of people that will give testimonies that are of blessings, but however they don't walk in such honesty.
Di dalam Pengkhotbah 22 ayat 1 mengatakan,
In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1,
nama baik itu lebih berharga daripada kekayaan besar, ya, dan dikasih orang lebih baik daripada emas atau perak.
Says, choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold.
Jadi saudara, daripada kita kaya tapi dibenci orang, mendingan kita hidup apa adanya, tetapi orang bisa percaya kita.
So therefore, choose a life instead of having living luxuriously and people not liking us and finding us as people who are not integral and honest, to instead choose the opposite and live a life full of integrity and honesty.
Dalam kesempatan ini saya mau ajarkan kepada anak-anak muda.
I would like to take this opportunity to teach the younger people.
Saudara masih muda, saudara harus belajar jujur dan punya integritas.
As you are young, I tell you now to live a life full of integrity.
Saudara, kalau itu bukan barangmu, engkau enggak peduli. Tapi kalau itu barangmu, engkau sangat peduli.
Sometimes when we have something that doesn't belong to us, we don't give that much care compared to when something does belong to us personally.
Saudara, saya orangnya sangat peduli kalau itu barang Tuhan.
I am a person who very much cares if that product is if that specific item belongs to God.
Setiap barang yang dibeli dari uang gereja, saudara. Dan kalau orang lain rusakin, saya marah sekali.
So every item that is bought from the church is God's item. And so when people have used it recklessly or treated it recklessly, I get very frustrated.
Bahkan mobil saya pun, saya pelihara. Karena saya tahu ini bukan mobil saya, ini mobil Tuhan.
Even my car, I know that I have to take it with so much care because I know it's not my car, but it's God's car.
Jadi barang kecil pun kita harus pelihara, walaupun itu bukan barang kita.
Doesn't matter how small or how big that item is, we must take care of it.
Kalau saudara mau dipercayain Tuhan dalam hal yang besar, tunjukkan kepada Tuhan dalam hal yang kecil, bukan barangmu pun engkau peduli, saudara.
If we want God to entrust us with the big things, we must first start to be entrusted with the small things, even if it doesn't belong to us.
Bayar utangmu, saudara.
Such as paying our taxes.
Jangan tunda-tunda.
Don't hold back in paying our taxes and our debts.
Kalau saudara biasa pinjam, kembalikan.
If we have a tendency to borrow, we must give back.
Supaya saudara supaya ini menjadi kebiasaan bagi saudara.
So that this becomes our daily habit.
Oleh sebab itu, kenapa banyak orang yang Tuhan ingin berkati, tetapi karena karakternya dia tidak bisa diberkati.
Therefore, you know, there's a lot of people that God chooses. God has a desire to bless each and every one of us. However, often what hinders from God's blessing is our characters.
Karena integritas itu sebenarnya menunjukkan siapa saudara dan saya sebenarnya.
Because integrity displays our character.
Saudara, integritas selalu dibangun dengan prinsip takut akan Tuhan dan tidak mencari approval dari orang lain.
Integrity is built with the fear of God, with the fear of the Lord, and does not seek approval from others, even when it's tough.
Saudara, jangan kita cari approval dari orang lain.
Brothers and sisters, let's not seek approval from our surroundings.
Bangun kita punya fondasi integritas kita dengan takut akan Tuhan.
Let's build the right foundation, and that is living a life full of integrity, and that is fearing God.
Kalau saudara dipercayain Tuhan, maka dia akan pakai orang lain untuk memberkati hidupmu.
If we trust God, God can use anyone to bless us.
Jadi saudara enggak perlu lagi tiap kali berdoa, Tuhan berkati saya, Tuhan berkati saya.
So therefore our prayers no longer have to be around about us asking God to bless us.
Karena Tuhan bisa katakan begini, beresin dulu integritasmu, baru berkat datang.
God can simply respond in that for us to search our hearts and to make sure that we live a life full of integrity before blessing comes.
Jadi tiga hal yang kita harus sebagai orang tua, kita harus belajar, kita harus menjadi keteladan bagi anak-anak kita.
Three things we must really highlight as parents.
Yang pertama dalam berbuat baik.
First one is be kind to everyone.
Saudara, kalau anakmu punya barang lebih, kasih tahu dia, share sama orang lain.
If there are so many things that you find is sufficient for your family and there's an overflow of blessings, to give to those who are in need.
Dan yang kedua, berlaku jujur dan tunjukkan anakmu bagaimana kejujuranmu.
Number two is be honest and display honesty in your everyday life.
Dan yang ketiga, bangun integritasmu supaya Tuhan memberkati hidupmu.
Number three is that we must build and live a life full of integrity.
Yang terakhir, saudara, sebagai orang tua, kita harus bisa mewakili Tuhan untuk anak-anak kita.
As parents, we must be able to be examples of what it's like living with Christ.
Satu kali murid-murid Yesus sedang berkumpul, saudara.
There's one in the Bible, one time when Jesus' disciples were gathering together.
Lalu salah satu muridnya bernama Filipus bertanya kepada Yesus.
And one of them, Philip, had asked Jesus.
Tuhan, dari tadi Tuhan itu, guru, dari tadi guru bicara tentang Bapa. Tunjukkan dong Bapa itu kepada kita.
He had said to Jesus, you know, over and over again, you speak about the Father, but can you please show us the Father?
Saudara, lalu Yesus berkata kepada Filipus.
And Jesus answered to Philip.
Dia katakan, Filipus, telah sekian lama engkau bersama dengan aku.
Don't you know me, Philip?
Tapi engkau tidak mengenal aku.
Even after I have been with you among you such a long time.
Barang siapa yang telah melihat aku, ia melihat Bapa.
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
Oleh sebab itu, anakmu bisa melihat Tuhan dan merasakan kasih Tuhan kalau dia bisa melihat engkau dalam hidup berlaku baik terhadap orang, semua orang, berlaku jujur dan mempunyai integritas.
Our children can see that Christ is living, what it means to live with Christ and through Christ, when we become examples to our children of being kind and honest and living with integrity.
Jadi seorang ayah itu enggak gampang, saudara.
Being a father is not easy.
Saya tidak punya role model seorang ayah.
I didn't have a good role model of a father.
Karena orang tua saya kerja 7 hari dalam 1 minggu.
My parents, I grew up with parents who worked 7 days in the week.
Saudara, dia jarang ada di rumah.
He was very scarce at home.
Saya kaget ketika saya mau pergi ke Jerman sekolah, dia tanya, "Loh, kamu kok udah selesai ya sekolahnya?"
I was very surprised the moment when I was about to leave to go to Germany to continue my studies. He had asked me, it's like, "I'm so surprised that you actually have graduated. You are at an age where you've graduated."
Jadi orang tua saya tidak tahu seberapa jauh sekolah saya.
My parents didn't even know how far I had gone in school.
Yang dia tahu hanya dia bisa memberikan uang kepada mama saya dan untuk mencukupi kebutuhan kami.
All he was concerned about was the financial matters that he had provided.
Nah, waktu saya punya anak, saya punya problem.
So when I had my own children, I was faced with a problem.
Tapi saya punya istri yang selalu menunjukkan pada saya, mengajar saya untuk menjadi seorang ayah yang baik.
But I was accompanied by a wife who had showed me what it means to live a life with a fatherly figure.
Jadi kalau Anda sebagai seorang ayah tidak punya figur role model di dalam rumah tangga orang tuamu, saudara, tanya istrimu, kamu bisa enggak bantuin saya jadi seorang ayah yang baik?
So if any of us have grown up without a fatherly figure, we have the honor of taking our wives into that journey to understand and to create that role model in our household.
Karena Tuhan menciptakan istri untuk menjadi companion kita.
Because God had created wives to be our companion.
Untuk melengkapi kekurangan saudara dan saya.
To make us together complete as one.
Supaya kita menjadi manusia yang utuh, saudara.
So that we become a complete human in the eyes of God.
Tidak ada alasan seorang ayah mengatakan, saya tidak punya role model, makanya saya enggak bisa didik anak saya.
Therefore we can put to rest the excuse of father saying that they didn't have a role model to follow through with growing up.
Doa saya supaya Anda terus bisa menjadi seorang ayah dan menjadi kungkung yang baik.
My prayer for each and every one of you is that you guys become a great father and even a great grandfather.
Dari kami sekeluarga, Happy Father's Day.
And from my family to yours, Happy Father's Day.
Istri saya akan melanjutkan doa dan lalu kita perjamuan kudus.
My wife is going to close in prayer and then we will start our communion.
Lord, we thank you today for the Father's Day. We thank you for your words, Lord. You are faithful Father. You are our perfect Father. Therefore, we thank you. We honor you and we love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Father, this morning I lift up all the Father into your hands. Father, I pray that you touch every father's heart. Open their heart and fill their heart with your love. Father, I pray for healing for every father. They grew up, maybe they are hurt. They were hurt by their father. They were hurt by their guardian or their authority. Father, this morning, I pray that you heal every father so that they can raise godly children. Father, you bless every father. Lord, this morning, I also pray for every one of us. Fill our heart with your love. Yes. So we can love our earthly father. We can honor our father. Yeah. Even though they are not perfect, but your love make us perfect. Thank you, Father. I pray that you turn the father's heart to their children.
Yes.
And their children and all the children's heart, they turn to their father. You bless every family. Father, I pray that every father, they can lead by example in their good works. They lead with the integrity and they live with dignity.
Yes.
So their children can be happy and joyful because they have a good father because of you, Lord. And I pray this morning that every father will learn from you, Lord, because you are a perfect Father. Your heart is humble and gentle. Father, I pray that every father, they have a humble heart and a gentle heart. And especially this morning, I pray for couple who long to have a children, Lord. In this Father's Day, Lord, give you listen to their prayer, to their cry, Lord. Give them children, Lord, and bless them, Lord. We pray, Lord, this morning, we honor you, we love you, and we exalt your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray.